Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we are speaking with Susan Nefsker, author of A Practical Guide to Awareness. Susan is here to talk about her book promotion experience and what marketing strategies worked well for her so she can help others by sharing tips and secrets to book marketing success. So welcome, Susan.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you sharing some of the things that worked for you in promoting A Practical Guide to Awareness. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your book?
Okay, well, my book, A Practical Guide to Awareness, is a step-by-step guide to finding fulfillment through self-awareness or self-discovery.
And why did you write your book?
Well, I really didn't have a conscious choice in the matter. I attended a writing retreat in Glastonbury, England, and I was led by inspiration to download the information that's in my book. It's a very spiritual and some ways esoteric book, but it is practical. It has exercises to becoming self-aware, you know, everyday things, easy things. There's nothing difficult about it. The only difficult part is that you have to want to do it. So, you know, obviously, that's the thing, that it's for the people who are, you know, wanting to become self-aware. You know, I was inspired in it all. I downloaded it and wrote it in 6 weeks. That was the easy part.
Wow. So yeah, the writing is the easy part, yeah, and having a finished product. But when it comes to promotion, what were some of the things that you did?
So initially, I think my best advice for everybody who's either writing or thinking of writing or published a book is to utilize your personal contacts and whatever that might mean. So, you know, where you're from, your hometown, the people that you grew up with, your professional colleagues, you know, all your contacts that you have already amassed, and not just the ones that you might have encountered or gathered online, you know, through social media, but the people that you really know, because that was the thing that really kicked me off strongly, is that I started launching my book in my hometown of Palm Beach, Florida. And I'm from there, and I know a lot of people. So it just gave me a really good start, because those are the people that care about you and really know you and want you to succeed.
And with your overall book promotion experience, mm-hmm. what was that like? So you reached out to people you already knew. But did you do any book promotion events, anything of that nature?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did, of course, because you have to. And I recommend doing book signings and events, because you reach, you know, you utilize your contacts, but you also reach new people. So yes, I did book signings in Palm Beach. And I've been doing book signings throughout the southeastern United States. So the thing about doing book signings and approaching bookstores or book owner or bookstore owners is to make sure it's a good fit for your genre. Mine is spiritual. It's a little bit esoteric, so it's not that easy. But for other people, you know, that's the thing that bookstore owners look for, is that it's a good fit for what they sell. And so that's one tip I would say to keep in mind. It's, you know, when you're canvassing. But book signings at bookstores, at book events, fairs, conferences that have the same genre, are promoting the same lifestyle or theme that your book promotes, you know, anything that's a good fit is going to be a good way to promote your book. So, but do the events, do the book signings, because they really help a lot. And the other part of even if you do something and you don't sell any books, that's really not the purpose of doing them. The purpose is awareness and getting yourself out there.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you said that the book signings and book events, that they really, really were your best marketing strategy.
They are, because essentially you're always going to get something online. I mean, most of these book events and book signings, you're going to have pictures taken, or you take pictures and you, you know, post things either on your blog or your social media. So eventually what you're doing is building your brand awareness online. And because in my professional life, I've been in public relations and brand awareness for 30 years, it's a little easier for me. So I'll admit that. But so, but you have to start building your brand as soon as you know you're going to write a book, or preferably before. I've started doing mine like 2 or 3 years for my book and my spiritual blog before I actually published my book. And that's a best case scenario, because you have to build followers.
So how can all of these new people, these listeners here, find out more about you and your book?
You can go on, well, my book's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and iTunes Books. And I have a poetry blog and my blog for my book, which is my website, which is snepskerpr.wordpress.com. So, and you can just look up Susan Nepsker and A Practical Guide to Awareness, and you can find it online.
And that's Susan Nepsker, spelled N-E-F, as in Frank, Z as in zebra, G-E-R, Nepsker. Right, Susan?
Yes.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
I know,
well, thank you.
It's difficult.
Thank you for sharing with us today, Susan. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to enjoy a rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. Till next time.